Fix It Up Life.
For DIYers, giving gifts is not only about sneaking out to the mall, but into the workshop or craft room to create something special.
From parties to gifts that just say I love you to holiday time, it's fun to share a little of ourselves.
The masters of Upcycle, HGTV's Junk Gypsies, Amy and Jolie Sykes, talk workshop wonders and fun trash-to-treasure DIY gifts.
And HGTV Design Star winner Jennifer Bertrand creates cool gift-giving tips and design inspirations for making gifts and events true occasions.
And it's all happening right now on My Fix It Up Life.
Before you paint, do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
What's a better return on investment than remodeling a bathroom or kitchen? Replacing your windows with energy-efficient vinyl windows.
They can help you recoup 71.2% of cost and help you save on energy bills from the day they're installed.
And through the end of 2013, you can receive federal tax credits when installing ENERGY STAR qualified windows or doors.
Check out the money-saving details at Simonton.com/ENERGY STAR credit.
So whether you're replacing one window or a house full of windows, adding energy-efficient vinyl windows can really pay off.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, and I... I'm seeing star.
You're seeing star?
Star. Not star. Stars.
Oh.
Star.
One star? Did you just get lumped on the head once?
One star.
You're like one of those cartoon characters with just one star revolving around your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little backwards planetary thing.
Yeah.
We are joined by Jennifer Bertrand, who's HGTV design star.
Yeah.
And Uber designer in her own right. And she's here to talk with us about DIY, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, guys. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, we are so excited to talk to you because we follow you on Twitter, and we love your Twitter feed. It's very inspiring.
Thank you. I like to say I'm the Bridget Jones of design.
I never saw that, so you're going to have to explain
Lord.
In detail for the next 20 minutes.
Honey, right. That's a good date night. We should do that together. Good idea. Thank you, Jennifer. And for everybody who's not following Jennifer on Twitter, it's JB Loves Design. So go there right now, log in and follow her. But, you know, we're talking today about DIY holiday gifts, and that is one of the things that I love to do every year, and Mark does too. He goes into his shop and he builds stuff, and I like to make things and sew things and everything. And you are such a creative person, and I'm just wondering, like, what kinds of holiday gifts are you making this year?
Well, I have three that pop in my head that I think that are user-friendly even if you're not artistic. One of my favorite things is just, like, go to Target, get some Riedel wine glasses, and dip the stem in chalk paint, and then give a little thing of chalk with it. And then people can write their names on it or whatever, and it's kind of a way to tag a glass or write a message and give a custom gift.
Oh, that's such a cute idea. I love
Yay.
That. That is so fun, and that's something that pretty much everybody can do, too.
And it involves drinking.
Yes, my favorite thing. And another thing I love to do is, there's a glass paint you can buy at Michael's, and it's called Vitrea, V-I-T-R-E-A. It's $4.99 a bottle, but you can paint anything with glass, put it in your oven, and then it's dishwasher safe. So I always tell people you can get glass coffee mugs, paint, like have the kids paint a message on it, or if you can't draw, you hold up like clip art and trace it with the little drawing pins, then put it in your oven, and then it's a custom gift that's unique and cool.
That's a smart idea, especially for kids. And you always think about the teacher present, too. So that could be a really fun thing to give to your teacher, you know, whether it's like a dance teacher or your school teacher, too.
Or your grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can buy the world's best granddad mug anywhere, but you can't include your own inspiration in there. I love that.
Exactly. And then one of my favorite things is if you're like, okay, Jen, I have zero artistic talent, just go online to like a CVS or a Walgreens, take vintage family photos of everyone growing up, turn them into coffee mugs, and then use them within your holiday setting, table setting for the holidays. So everyone gets a coffee mug with a vintage photo of them. They take it home that year. Every year they get a different one, or it could be your dessert plate. And it's a to-go gift that's very personalized.
That is something that would make any grandma just well up with tears and be just out of her gourd seeing that.
Exactly. And, like, even, like, thinking of all those, like, Christmas morning photos of my sister and I looking a hot mess with whatever adventure we were about to do, and then having each year give her a different picture of us on a different Christmas morning or whatnot is kind of a cool set, and eventually, you know, get her six mugs or whatever.
That's so cool. I love that.
Yeah, so to summarize, we've got drinking, and crying. This is going great. I'm right with you with the dysfunctional family holiday.
Oh, Mark.
I'm just being that guy.
Yeah, you are being that guy. And, you know, you work with your husband, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so is it the same kind of deal when you're working with your husband? Is he making those kinds of jokes and stuff?
Oh, my gosh. I tell everyone my husband's from London, so he's an English Larry David, which is funny because I grew up on Disney and musicals, and I look at the world through rose-colored spectacles. So when you take the dry English sense of humor with my Disney version, it ends up a very eclectic grouping, which I'm sure you guys get on a daily basis.
Wow, that sounds like fun. I want to be like a fly on the wall while you guys are discussing a project.
Sounds hysterical. Does he make up names for people?
Oh, my gosh, everyone has a name and a nickname, and that's part of the English thing. And part of it is he's really good because you guys know how in design sometimes people feel like it's life or death, and he's really good at even helping me remember that it's not life or death. We've been through a lot of medical stuff with our son, and it's very easy to put it in perspective that the bottom line of design is that you should be having fun. If you're not having fun, then you're doing something wrong.
I love that. Now, with your son, do you do projects with him for, you know, for whatever?
Yeah, it's funny because I have a degree before design. I was an art teacher. And so it's funny because he has, like, the world at his fingertips of art projects, and I have a studio. And occasionally he'll pop in, and we will custom make canvases for his room. So whether it's his favorite bad guy, so he's lucky because he gets artwork for his room that has the appropriate sense of scale and tonal color palette.
Oh, that is so good.
Oh, wow. Okay, now you've uncorked the good guy, bad guy. Who's on his list for good guys and bad guys?
Well, you know what's so funny? Because I joke that he's really going to grow up to be John Malkovich because he only likes the bad guys, which is cool. They're more interesting. I'm like, okay, he's going to, you know, be a character actor on the West End of London.
Nice.
Oh, that is so cool.
Nice. Oh, that's good. So he's got the sophisticated bad guy in mind. I like it.
Sophisticated bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we were reading a little bit about you, and one thing that jumps out at me is something that I read is that you guys believe that every space has the possibility of becoming your favorite room, and that just screams to me that you guys are so creative and inspiring to probably all of your clients, and because there's always that room that you don't think is going to look so good.
Mm-hmm.
And
everyone has a flow over room where everything ends up, you know, falling into it. We, in the midst of all our medical stuff, we really financially took a hard hit, and we had to start getting creative in our own homes, which is ironic because I, like you guys, get to play in lovely budgets and all of that. But I always say it's harder when you have refined budgets and you have to, like, really use every penny wisely. And all your listeners out there, it really comes down to sometimes it's just creating that, what's that visual impact and color blocking and what's your wow factor. So you have to just look at each space and go, what is my focal point? What is my wow factor? And then you have to go forget trying to impress other people. Just do what makes you happy, and you always get the right answer.
You just hit our wow factor.
Oh, wow.
You can't finish up better than that. So follow Jen on Twitter, JB Loves Design. Check out her website, BertrandDesigns.com. Follow us into a break. We'll be back with more right next to the line.
Curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from my Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Plan, plan, plan.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa, and it is that time of year where I am ready to dive into the shop.
You are ready to dive into the shop, and every year you go into the shop and you make something that's completely original to you. Like when you took, was it a part of the house, framing from the house, and then you made a frame for our wedding photo.
Aww.
And you took those old wind chimes.
They were window weights.
Window weights. It made it sort of like this chimey sort of art piece for our house.
Yes, it was the world's heaviest wind chime.
And I think our guests that are online would be impressed with how you wrap your gifts, too.
They might be, but because we're talking about heavy iron.
Yes.
We are going to get into DIY gifts with the Junk Gypsies, but I've got four words for them right now, and it might be because I want it as a gift. Large Marge, the party barge, talk to me.
Large Marge, the party barge, what?
Talk to me. It's like an
iPhone. Talk to me.
Wait, I
got to
know how you wrap your gifts. I'm still hanging on the limb.
Yeah,
I mean, I got to know.
Well, this year I'm planning to wrap them in Large Marge, party barge, and drive them into my living room.
Oh. Yeah, she is kind of like a Santa sleigh.
She is gorgeous. And for everybody who doesn't know that we're talking about, you have to go to gypsyville.com and check it out because it is a pretty sweet ride.
Yes, it's their truck, yes. Right? It's a 70, late 70s Suburban, right?
Yeah, she's a pink Suburban. Oh. You know, everybody needs a pink Suburban.
I would love
to have one. She actually used to be our old FFA Suburban at our high school, and then we bought it at auction for like $350, and now she's reincarnated as Large Marge, the party barge.
We live vicariously through Large Marge.
Yeah, she has all kinds of rendezvous with people like General Lee. And,
That's
General
so
Lee?
Cool.
I wonder, General Lee, they had a rendezvous.
Where do they go on a date?
We don't know all the details, but, you know.
She's pretty. She doesn't kiss and tell.
Right.
Well, she's got a lot of decorum. But, no, Mark, he wraps my presents every year in a very unusual way. He'll use, like duct tape. He'll use, like, Tyvek. He'll use, like, buckets and stuff. It's just, it looks like.
Okay, wait a second.
Goodness.
Is this DIY or just not wanting to go to the store and buy real wrapping paper? Now, be honest with us, Mark.
No, I didn't hear that. I can't hear that question.
I think it's a little bit of both, because he goes down to the shop and he starts making a present, and then he looks around to see what he could put it inside of, and then it looks like hazardous waste when he comes out with it. So, and I appreciate it. But you guys make awesome things out of your workshop, because, you know, you are the Junk Gypsies. And we're coming to you for some inspiration and advice on making cool stuff for our family and friends this year. And I'm curious, what have you guys made for each other?
Well, we've been making stuff for each other for years. And in the beginning, it really started out because there was no other money but just to make each other's presents, because in the early years of this business, we were scraping everything together. But, I mean, one of the first things I ever gave Jolie right after she got married was I had found these old bar stools at a flea market. They were like $5 a piece or something, and I painted them and bought some really cute cushions, and, I mean, really made them, like, really special. And that was a Christmas present, was a set of bar stools. But, I mean, yeah, you don't think about that as a Christmas present, but it was like a great Christmas present because they had just gotten married. I was able to buy them cheap. It just took a little elbow grease for me, but it was like a really cool Christmas present. Don't you think, Jolie?
Yeah, I still use them.
Oh, that is so
I think another great gift is with our family, it's kind of a tradition that we all have homemade stockings. And, you know, so, and it's so inexpensive because we just use scraps of old blue jeans. So all of our stockings are actually denim. And then, you know, each one is our personality. So each one is decorated a different way. And we just use, like, bits and bubbles and patches and fringe and feathers and glitter, you know, whatever we have in our craft box, basically. And just kind of each stocking has each person's name on it. And then we use
old buttons and
right, slick paint, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, they're not, I mean, you know, they're maybe not win any awards, but they're, like, they're all personal. And they all mean something to our family, and none of them cost much money because it was all just, we really just used all scrap stuff to put them together. So that's a great present for somebody, really.
That sounds like a great craft project to do with kids, too. You know,
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, once you get all the bones together of putting all the patchwork together, is to let them go crazy and decorate their own stockings or decorate them for other family members, too, like, you know, sort of a Secret Santa kind of thing. That would be so fun. I want to do that, honey. Let's do that.
I have a follow-up question. Step seven. No, is that a sewing machine project? Is that a thread and needle project? Is it, because I would use a nail gun, and so I'm way off the base here.
You can't use a nail gun or a staple gun.
No power tools in this one unless you're a sewing machine. But
sewing machine's a power tool.
You can sew. You can hand stitch it too. I mean, we haven't tried the whole glue sew stuff. What's that stuff called?
I don't know.
But
I can't remember.
Yeah, it's.
You
like
probably
no-show.
Need to be able to thread a needle to do this one though. But anybody can do that.
I'll sew for you, honey. You can just decorate. You just go creative, and I'll bring out all my little crafty bits and pieces, and you just, like, put, you know, glitter and feathers
okay.
and all kinds
I'm
of stuff.
I'm starting to get nervous. There's three women and one of me. I'm vastly overpowered, outsmarted, out-charismaed, and out-cooled.
Hey, manly men can use sewing machines as well.
I hope so.
That's true. I think our dad
sews a lot. Our dad, there's danger involved in a sewing machine.
Yes.
What, does he sew it while parachuting?
Yeah.
But well, let's talk about tools, though, because you guys are always making over just amazing pieces, you know, like making chandeliers, making, like, tables, making every kind of thing. And what's your shop like at the Junk Gypsies headquarters?
Oh, gosh.
Well, lots of glitter. No, we do like power tools. And we like, have a lot.
We have pretty much everything here, but our dad, you know, is like, he loves woodworking, so he's got pretty much everything you can imagine when it comes to that. But, I mean, Joey and I have literally been doing the flea market for years, you know, with our mom, and we basically can build a whole tent with a screw gun and zip ties.
I love it.
And a staple gun. I mean, it's like those are probably the things we could not live without ever.
I think the most would be a drill, a screw gun, and a sander.
Oh, my gosh, our palm sander. Like, that's invaluable in our business.
We sand everything. So we paint and sand a lot and drill a lot.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, like, how often do you use maybe, like, those little oscillating tools that you can get inside little nooks and crannies and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's
awesome. we use pretty much everything. I mean, we also use a lot now that we work in Airstreams more, and then when we did, like, with metalwork, like with license plates, we use rivet guns. We use a little bit of everything, really.
Yeah, the whole Airstream thing, we've redone three of them now. That really, and then we did Miranda's Turbus, so we've done four mobile, but that definitely has stretched our imagination when it comes to
because you can't
to make those things work.
You can't put a nail or a screw in the side of an Airstream.
Right.
You know, you can't. You have to rethink the way you hang pictures, the way you hang chandeliers, the way you do everything.
Are they aluminum on the inside, too?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I've never been in one. Take me on a tour. Take me on a tour of Miranda Lambert's Airstream and, like, a couple things you guys did with it. I know it's at gypsyville.com, but what were some of the special projects you guys DIY'd in there?
And actually, it's here right now. We have it here with us right now. We had to do a few touch-ups and get it back out on the road. It's been out on the road for 3 years now, so if you can imagine – the 1952 Flying Cloud Airstream, and it has been pulled behind her tour bus for the past 3 years to every single concert date. So it's been on the road, like, you know, they do like 300 dates a year. I mean, it's insane.
Wow.
So it's held up, but we had to fix a few things because it was a little road weary. But as far as her Airstream, I mean, we really wanted to stay true to the whole kind of cosmic cowgirl kind of thing and the 1952 Flying Cloud. We did a lot of bright colors. We did metallic turquoise paint, and we took an old sofa that we bought for $20 at the flea market, and we reupholstered it in the glitter vinyl from the 50s, like the old booth seats that we did pink glitter vinyl.
Love.
And it was like the perfect combination of this, you know, late 1800s heavy wood sofa. We left all the wood color, and then we covered it in pink glitter vinyl. I mean, it sounds crazy, but it was actually
awesome.
Gorgeous.
And then right in front of it, we had a couple of snare drums that we, you know, put wood planks on top of and put casters on the bottom so you can lock the casters. But it's a great little coffee table for an Airstream, and that worked out perfectly.
Coffee tables or stools. And, yeah, we put the locking casters because she's got a mobile, you know, Airstream unit. So,
And then I loved the bar we put in it.
Yeah, we did this awesome bar. I mean, everything is so small in Airstream, so you really, really have to think it out before you get in there. But we used an old circus wheel, like a part of a circus game, and we converted it into a bar, which, I mean, you kind of have to see the picture to get it, but it was like a half of a circus wheel, so we did kind of a semicircle bar that sits in the center of the Airstream.
Oh,
that is,
man,
unbelievable. I'm so impressed. And you know what? My imagination is going crazy, and I might go around the house and try to pick everything out of the trash to try to, like, you know, make some more treasures at home for my darling.
Oh, great. I'm going to take a break.
I'm inspired. So everybody, be inspired, too. Go to gypsyville.com. Check out all their gear because you want to be a junk gypsy, too.
I love their stuff.
Follow them on Twitter.
Junk Gypsy.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more
My Fix It Up Life.
Meet me in the parking lot. I'll be there around 9 o'clock. Time couldn't have been much better.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@myfixituplife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes, your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
To a tree and die. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life. Into my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix it up life. Just a simple and low adieu. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be kids running at my feet. It might be a best friend aging gracefully. It might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we